It's music time in Africa. Well, friends, good evening and welcome back to Music Time in Africa, coming to you on Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your Music Time hostess, Rita Rochelle, with music selected for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. Leo will be joining me later on, but right now we have Brother Victor Uwaifo, Sir Victor Uwaifo, King of High Life, the maestro, whose music keeps sounding better and better the more you listen to it.
Thank you.
Sir Victor Uwifo with Abana from his album No Palava, right here on Music Time in Africa.
Read away, the voice of America.
From Nigeria to Tanzania, from Ghana to Botswana, more people are keeping their radios tuned to the Africa service of the Voice of America. That's every day, friends, 7 days a week that VOA broadcasts to Africa in English, Hausa, Swahili, Amharic, Portuguese, and French, bringing you news, information about political and economic developments from around the world, news about sports, science, technology, and agriculture, and all with a nice blend of music, including pop music, country western, jazz, easy listening music, and of course, African music. It's all there on the VOA every day. Later on, I'll give you my address for requesting VOA program schedules, which show all of our programs beamed to Africa every day. But for right now, here's Mr. Music Man, my colleague, Leo Sarkisian. I've invited Leo to tell us something about his own music and about the music group he performs with, because Leo was invited to perform for one of the events in celebration of President Reagan's second inauguration this past January. And from all reports, Leo, I understand your concert was a tremendous success, and that you had a wonderful reception.
Well, Rita, I must say that my colleagues and I were pleased the way things turned out. And we had a very receptive audience. And that certainly helps when you're playing music on stage.
Where in the city of Washington did you play the concert, Leo?
Many of the major musical events, especially performances by music groups representing various ethnic communities in the United States, took place in the Museum of American History, which is part of the Smithsonian Institution. It's the same museum where I gave a concert during last year's holiday season, during Christmas, when Washington, D.C. has many visitors, not only from different parts of this country, but from all over the world. At that time, I played in a part of the museum called the Hall of Musical Instruments. It's where they keep a collection of musical instruments from different cultures from around the world.
Well, tell us about your music group. What are some of the musical instruments? I know you play the canoon, and you did bring it to the studio here, and you played it in one of our programs. Why don't you begin by describing the canoon again for us, Leo?
The canoon is an ancient instrument with a long history in the Middle East, but found throughout North Africa and East Africa, especially down along the coast as far as Zanzibar, where it was an important part of tarab orchestras. The canoon is considered one of the most difficult musical instruments to play. It has 74 strings in groups of three, and the instrument is a flat, triangular sound box which the musician sets on the lap or on a wooden stand. The strings are plucked with small plectrums attached to the forefingers of each hand with metal rings. Here, I'll play a short example of what my canoon sounds like. The other principal musical instrument in Middle Eastern and North African orchestras is the oud, the large pear-shaped Arabic lute that usually has 12 strings in pairs of two. Many famous Arab singers play the oud also to accompany their own songs. In this example I have here, the oud is played by Leo Dedarian, one of the lead members of my group. Thank you. Now, reader, I'll play some of the music, just a small part of the concert, that was recorded at the Smithsonian Museum of American History for the presidential inaugural celebration. The other instruments in our group are the clarinet, guitar, and the darbuka, the Arab clay drum found in most Middle Eastern and North African orchestras. All the musicians are Americans of Armenian descent, like myself, except the guitarist whose ancestry is Arab. I hope you like the music.
Kashmir gana.
Been listening to some of the music our music man Leo Sarkisian and his group played in a concert in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian Museum during the inaugural celebration for President Ronald Reagan. Leo was playing the 74-string canoon, and his colleague, Leo Dedarian, was playing the 12-string Arab lute, musical instruments that are popular not only in the Middle East, but also popular in all of the North African countries, as well as in East African Tarab orchestras, and especially in Zanzibar. I hope you enjoyed it, and I thank you, Leo, for sharing some of your own music and your musical talent with us. Now, friends, a quick reminder that this is VOA's Africa Service, and I'm Rita Rochelle, here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of Washington, D.C., USA. I promised earlier that I would repeat my address for those of you who would like to send in your comments about our programs and to let us know also about how well you receive our programs. How is the VOA reception in your local area? We'd like to hear from you. My name, Rita Rochelle, is spelled R-I-T-A-R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, and my address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. And I'll repeat that for you. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. There is an alternate address, and you may choose to address your letters to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. Again, that address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. We still have more music for you, so stay with us.
All right.
Nasa, nasa, I'm a delicate lover.
Fine, baby, fine, I want to give you my love, by the maestro, Sir Victor Uifo, king of high life from Nigeria here on Music Time in Africa. And that brings us to our final number for this edition, from Zaire. Here's the lovely Impongo Love, Zonga 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 Papao.
Papa,
And that's it, friends. I hope you enjoyed our special program this evening with music by your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We'll be back later tonight with our late Sunday evening edition of Music Time in Africa, when we feature some of Africa's best pop bands here on Voice of America's Africa service. This is Rita Rochelle, with best wishes to you, your family, and friends. Stay tuned now for the report of the world news, which follows immediately. And for those of you who are regular listeners to VOA's Amharic service, our program in Amharic also follows immediately on the 16, 19, 25, 31, and 41 meter bands shortwave. And now, my love to all of you.